Construction on a main road through the city didn't deter a spirited group of athletes running for a good cause. Special Olympics Ontario Stratford and area teamed up with Stratford Police Service on Wednesday for the Law Enforcement Torch Run. About a dozen athletes, and their family and friends, gathered at police headquarters downtown before running or biking to Boston Pizza on Erie Street. The route was a little more challenging this year with some changes due to local construction, as athletes had to avoid Erie Street for long stretches. Police cars led the way and blocked the road when necessary to allow participants safe passage to the finish line. It's a great turnout today for Stratford and always great to see that many athletes join the law enforcement members as well, said Derek Spence, LETR manager. Spence took the job after working in law enforcement and travels throughout Ontario promoting and supporting law enforcement torch runs and helping with other fundraising endeavors. Local police and Special Olympics athletes said they were grateful he could make it to the local run. The Stratford event was the 44th LETR held in the province this year, with $1.95 million raised so far, he said. It brings a lot of awareness to people that see these athletes coming down the street. That is what these runs are really about, awareness, promoting inclusion with our athletes. The more of that we can get, the better. Mike and Tiffany rode their bikes on the route. Paul Clough, Stratford Today. The Torch Run started in the U.S. in 1981 and are now held in more than 45 countries. They are the largest grassroots fundraising event for Special Olympics. Torch runs have built a lasting bond between law enforcement and Special Olympics. In Ontario, torch runs start in the spring and are spread out throughout the warmer months. Darren Fisher, Community Resource and Media Relations Officer for Stratford Police Service, said Special Olympics athletes often don't get the attention or credit they deserve for working hard at practices and in competitions. Some of the local athletes compete at the provincial and national level, he told the group before departing on the run. It is good to recognize these athletes who are such a positive part of our community, with such wonderful attitudes, he said. Fisher smiled when asked if there is any issue recruiting police officers for the torch run. Everyone loves being a part of this. It is something we do every year, for years, as long as I can remember. It is great to get so many people out. Jane Larkworthy, community coordinator for Stratford and area, said athletes are encouraged by a lot of community and family support. It's a great thing for awareness for Special Olympics and the athletes really look forward to it. The group outside of police headquarters before the run. Paul Clough, Stratford Today.